sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, TGIF, December 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the last Friday of 2024. And throughout the show, we've been reflective of the year, kind of looking back at different things that happened, different campaigns that were ran, again, some successful, some not successful. In the first hour, we talked about God's plan. You know, why did Vicki and I run into that young couple at the restaurant, Randy's Diner, yesterday in Traverse City? They felt compelled to tell us to watch the movie The Forge. We watched it. We talked about it in the first hour. Why did the pastor reach out to me and send me that email? The way to start every day of your life going forward. What to think about as soon as you awaken, your eyes are opened, you look at life from a different perspective. Wake up in the morning before the world or the flesh thrusts you into dealing with the world, before anything else. Let God have the first fruits of your time and your heart. Then set upon the day with this resolution to do nothing that may offend God. First of all, thank God for waking up. You didn't pass in your sleep. You're above the earth. Your toes are pointing up. You are thankful to be alive for that day. Thank you, God. But now, say to yourself, put it in your heart, that I'm going to live this day in a way that will not offend God. The things I say, the things that I do, things I talk about on the radio, things that we interact with people after the show, throughout the day, do nothing that will offend God. But he goes on to say in this email, be very watchful when you are alone. For every person does not use privacy well. Be watchful over your thoughts, watchful over your passions, the things that you think about, the things that you wish for, lust for, desire. Be very, very careful when you're alone. Be watchful over who we choose as our companions, the way we choose to interact with people throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, go over all that was accomplished for that day. When you lay down to go to sleep at night, kind of review the day. Let us not allow our bodies to rest until our conscience is completely peaceful in His salvation. You sinned. You didn't say the right words. You acted with anger or held hatred towards somebody. Ask for forgiveness. You shall be forgiven. And go to rest, my faithful servant. Then very simply, do it all over again the next day. Thank you, Pastor Craig. Greatly appreciate that. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is Vicky and mine, Farm Bureau insurance agent Tristan Cole from Bel Air, Michigan, reporting in for duty. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
A little bit of a reprieve. We're going to have a warm-up here heading into New Year's. The roads are kind of dry and really very drivable right now. Green grass popping up in the studio backyard here. But I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was a long-term weather forecast that was sent to the radio station this morning. This weatherologist came out with a prediction of what's happening, forming right now from the Pacific Ocean. All this moisture is building up, and the cold temperatures, Alaska, Canada, they're saying that this January, Michigan could very well set records. The UP between January, February, and March, total snowfall for the year, they're saying could possibly be over 400 inches of snow in the UP.
Now, that would be amazing. I mean, we're looking back into the mid-90s with some, you know, a couple of blizzards we had then, and then back to the late 70s with those kinds of snowfalls on that accumulation. We've been, lucky for the last, 40 years and to not have that kind of snow. And this would actually be kind of normal.
Yeah, exactly. Because, it brought back memories driving up to Lapeer to see Grandpa and Grandma Bishop's farm. He was a pork and beef farmer and raised his own, grain, his corn, his hay. And I remember in a 1965 Oldsmobile that we got buried in a snowdrift driving up to their farm. Grandpa had to literally get the John Deere out with chains. And my dad dug himself out of the doorway to get out, crawled up on top, walked the remaining half a mile to the farm, came back with Grandpa with the tractor and the chains and pulled our car out. I mean, that was, snow was literally over the roof of the car when we hit that valley. We went down into a snowdrift and it just consumed the car. That was 1965, 66. So, it's amazing. And here's the thing, Tristan, the cycles of it all. But in that process, last year, with very little snowfall, we didn't even talk about having to rake off our roofs. We didn't even have to talk about snow loads. But if it's coming from an insurance standpoint, what do people need to be aware of?
Well, now is the time to prepare for heavy snow loads with your outbuildings, with your dwelling, with your home, with your sheds. If you have any of those temporary shelters up that are canvas or tarp covered, structures, you probably want to take those down because those have to be cleaned off daily to keep those from collapsing. And be prepared to remove the snow from your roof. Not only is there the weight in the snow load, but also if there's any heat that escapes from that dwelling, it can cause that ice layer, which then can cause a water backup on your roof and cause water damage. And nobody wants to deal with a leak in the middle of January, February, especially if we're getting 100 or 200 or more inches of snow.
Sure.
So people need to be aware, where's your roof rake at? Dig out your ladder, your extension ladder, if you're going to need to get on your roof in order to clean that snow off. And then, if we're seeing this and it's coming to fruition, get up there and don't wait for it to be 4 feet deep. Clean it off every, 12 inches, every 14 inches, and be really conscientious of your health while you're doing that exertion.
Yeah, well, not only that, but depending on the slope of your roof, whether or not you're even going to try to walk around out there, you might want to hire a professional. The biggest thing I always try to do, because our roof is very, pitched, 10, 12, most of it, I just try to do the valleys. I really feel that's the best way to break the snow loose, because that's the tendency of the roof. Everything is pitched towards the valleys. And that has a way to then allow a least pattern of least resistance for the snow. Is that a good way to perhaps approach it?
Yes, and that's where, the shingles, there's overlap, and that's where leaks are likely to occur anyways, anywhere where those roofs come together and there's a valley. You want to pay very special attention to that. But also, think about things around your home. If you're a propane user, you want to probably make sure that your propane tank is plowed out and filled prior to these heavy amounts of snow coming. The furnace vent on your home, make sure that does not get plugged up if we get large amounts and heavy accumulation of lake effect that can puff up and block those vents. Check your dryer vent. Anything that's going to be closer to the ground where drifts may cover it up, make sure those are free and clear, and check those on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing of it is, like you say, lake effect, you know, we've already been through it. I mean, we're close to almost 100 inches now here where we live. The snow belt, I talked to Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse, and he said, dude, that one where we got like 2 foot over here in Antrim, he got 4 feet in Gaylord.
Yeah, we got 4 feet at my house. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 2 days, it was amazing. And I said, well, so what did that do? You know, what did it cause? He said, man, he had problems venting the smoker because of the drifts around it. Yeah, he shut it down for the night. Weren't going to start using it until the next day. He said, man, I walked out there and I had to shovel for an hour to get that thing clear.
Well, and so think about people, and you want to check in with your neighbors if they have a seasonal home, that they're not there, that maybe they have the heat on really low to keep the pipes from freezing. You know, we're going to want to make sure that the furnace vents are not plugged on your neighbors' homes, because then if the furnaces were to shut off to stop any CO2 problems, then their pipes may freeze, which causes a massive problem that can be easily prevented with a little bit of forethought.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the other things about this, too, and clearing sidewalks, driveways of the snow. But I want to talk about the liability if the mailman or the UPS man or a friend, a neighbor, they're walking up your driveway, up your sidewalk, onto your front porch, and they slip and fall. What does that potentially set us up for?
Yeah. So on your homeowner's policy, you're going to have what's called the personal liability section. And you want to make sure that is, in my mind, that you have at least $500,000, if not $1 million or more. And depending on your assets and net worth, you may want to have an umbrella policy that stacks on top of that liability to thoroughly cover your net worth. And then the other piece is medical payments to others. And I always max that out on policies for folks at $5,000. And what that money is there for, if the mailman slips and falls and you know there's an injury, that money can be used to pay for, an x-ray or a doctor checkup or whatever. And oftentimes that goodwill, that good faith effort helps stave off any lawsuit in the future, and you help take care of that person that was injured on your property. And that money is there for people that are not part of your family.
And to be able to pay their medical bills, like even if it's an emergency, he has to go in and, like you said, not only an x-ray, but maybe have to have surgery or something happen.
Some stitches or something. That $5,000 is immediately available for that type of coverage. And then if there is a lawsuit that comes out of something, an injury that happens, that personal liability coverage would be there for that. And again, you want to look at the value of your home, the value of your liquid assets, your retirement accounts, 25% of your income potential. That is all open for a lawsuit. And that's why that personal liability coverage is so important on your policy.
Right. And like you said, you have for us, you provided us with a $1 million umbrella policy. Uh-huh. Tristan, that's only like $200 for the entire year.
Yeah, the umbrella policies, personal liability umbrella policies are generally inexpensive. They also can help with that multi-policy discount, and they provide that peace of mind because not only, Randy, do they apply to your homeowners and go on top of that liability, but they also do that on your auto policy as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So because we have our auto and home umbrella, life insurance, motorcycle, travel trailer, all this stuff with you, multi-policy discounts, but most importantly, that liability goes over everything.
Yes, it goes on top of that auto and on top of that home, absolutely, and protects you there. And I just can't stress it enough with, especially if you've had your home policy for, 20 years and you really haven't looked at it very closely, to pull that out when you're snowed in and look over that policy and, give my office a call, shoot me a text. I'm happy to go through what the coverages are. You can get onto Zillow and look what your house is worth versus what your, liability coverage is. There's some real simple steps that you can do to protect yourself that really don't cost a lot of money.
Right. And the other aspect of this too is kind of interesting. When people have an experience a loss, I've got a major tree out here in the backyard that's between us and the golf course, and the thing's kind of rotted out at the bottom. It's kind of hollowed out, and the woodpeckers have been attacking it. And I'm just waiting for this big, huge sucker. I'm praying to God it falls on the golf course and that falls on the house, right?
Yeah, me too.
yeah, exactly. I was almost wondering if I should go out there with my chainsaw and kind of cut it on my side of the tree, you know, get it to lean more towards the golf course. But when those things happen, Tristan, and you have a claim like that, it's so absolutely important for people to have a relationship with their agent so they can call them and say, hey, what do I do?
Yeah. You know, and in this case with Farm Bureau, we have a fantastic claims department that handle things very rapidly. And we're going to get an adjuster out there. The one thing, no matter who your carrier is, I would just encourage people to document everything with as many pictures as possible. So as soon as an incident happens, start taking pictures. And if you think you need two pictures, take, you know, 12 pictures. So there's no question from so many angles on what happened, how it happened, what it looked like initially, and then document any damage that were to occur, whether there's a water incursion or property damage. Document that will pay dividends in the through the process of the claim.
I got a text message. If I'm older and not able to get up there and rake my roof, if my roof does leak or collapse from the weight of the snow potentially coming, is that covered under my homeowner's insurance?
Generally, those would be covered. The water damage would likely be covered. It's subject to, the fine print in your policy. That's where, you call your agent, maybe ask some questions, look at your documents. But if, you want to take as many preventative measures as possible. So, if you're elderly or you have a physical, impediment that stops you from doing this, maybe contact the person that moves the snow in your driveway, or a young kid next door that's trying to make some money for college, to prepare ahead to clean your roof off and do it that way.
Yeah, I think you may have just started a business for some college kids this winter. So they go to Home Depot and give a snow rake and go knock doors and say, hey, would you like me to rake off your snow off your roof? And
yeah, just make sure when people are doing that with a snow shovel that they're using a shovel that does not have that metal edge, that scraper edge, which could damage your shingles, your asphalt shingles, or even if it's steel, if it's not very steep. And you also may want to wear those ice grippers on your boots when you're up there, because snow can get very slippery on asphalt shingles if it's cold and not melted clean and clear, so that you don't slip around and prevent any injuries. But use just one of those cheap plastic snow shovels that won't dig in or damage your roof when you're moving snow.
Yeah, those snow shovel blades I have, very dull. They're not sharp at all. And a nice long handle on it. You just get on the extension ladder and pull down the valleys and you're good to go. I'm going to give out the phone number to Tristan's office. It is 231-533-6489. We also have his cell phone for you if you want to text him and talk to him that way. Just text me TC for Tristan Cole and I'll send you the screenshot. It has his numbers as well as his website, TristanCole.com is his website, and that takes you right to the Farm Bureau Insurance Information Office. So greatly appreciate that. And any final thoughts you'd like to say to folks before the end of this year?
I'd like to thank you for having me on and everyone that's called in to talk about insurance and reviewing policies. Hopefully everybody had a blessed Christmas holiday and is ringing in the new year in a safe fashion.
Absolutely, sir. We appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.